The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As they say, if you want the fruit to fall, you're going to have to shake the tree. Isn't that how that works? I figured it was. What are you doing down there, guys? Keep it rolling. Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the left of me, my pretty little princess, you know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, or the patriots that the globalists despise. Indeed, welcome to the show. This is the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go to Facebook on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Check out some of the downloads, the uploads. We just got back from Washington, D.C. Got some pictures there at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers, some of the soldiers that have fallen, pictures of me and my son, and some pictures of me and our producer and our son. Also had the opportunity to actually, my son.
I was just thinking about that real quick.
Yeah, you need to speak into the mic there. Okay, what's that now, sissy?
I was just saying when you said...
Go ahead, come on. It's at my expense.
Well, I'm just making sure that we get this right now. You said, you know, picture of my son, and then you said the producer and our son. You mean like
our son,
as in me and you sitting here, the producer has nothing to do with it.
And the producer is standing in front of you, but of course I didn't mean
that. Yeah, you know, the pictures of the producer that you'll actually see on Sons of Liberty happen to be of him sleeping during one of the radio shows.
That was
17
states. Yeah, that was last week's radio show, so you're a week behind, but we're catching up.
But
that's,
I'm just saying, if
this.
You want to see a picture of the producer, you'll find him sleeping on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, and so our son, Samuel, was with us at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. We also got some shots from us at the Coalition of Speakers. Folks, it was so cold. Here you have Bradley Dean, yours truly, going to Washington, D.C. with shorts on. We had found that the weather in Washington, D.C. was 67 degrees. I leave Minnesota thinking I'm going on some sort of warm vacation for a day and a half. Right, and in the process of doing that, I get to Washington, D.C., and I have to put on an extra jacket, and here's this guy with long hair, tattoos, walking around with shorts on, while everybody in Washington, D.C. is looking at Bradley Dean as, who is this fool? He must be from the state of Minnesota. Now, if he thought within himself, that person actually put in a question mark as to who was this fool, that would have been Bradley Dean, he would have been correct. If he had been in Minnesota, he would have known that it was snowing in Minnesota during that time, and it was very cold. So, again, I was going to the tropics, per se,
you know, that
to Washington, D.C. But my little boy, that would be our son, had three jackets on. That's how cold it was. And we stood there for 2.5 hours freezing.
Now, I do have to say, to your credit, when we did go on our 17-state tour on the East Coast, I thought it was going to be warmer, too,
yeah.
So I packed these
yeah.
shorts. I'm like, it is freezing cold out here. Not to mention, when you did get there and arrive the day before, it was warmer.
Yeah, I do
so I think
the people on the 17-state tour did appreciate the fact that you didn't wear the shorts, though.
Oh, come on. This is ridiculous.
No. This is how
all you
it
daughters
is.
Of Liberty out there right now are going, ooh,
yep.
That was bad. Come on.
So let's go back to Washington, D.C. and Sons of Liberty Radio. She's looking down right now like, okay, how do I retaliate towards my witty husband?
Well, here, I bet all the people in Washington, D.C. were very happy that you wore your shorts that day. How do you like that?
Oh, you're killing me with kindness.
Oh, I know. I'm buttering you up a little bit. I want dinner after the show.
Hey, listen, let me say this. I'm not a piece of bread to be buttered, okay?
Oh,
I don't need the butter.
Look at this.
But let's go back to Washington, D.C. We went out there. We spent some time, looked at some of the monuments. Great stuff. Even seen the monument in front of the Archive Building in Washington, D.C. And it was the inscripted slogan. This was great stuff. It said, "Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty." You hear that quite often on the Sons of Liberty radio.com. But what was interesting is I looked at the man that was, you know, sculptured, that monument in particular, and I noticed that he had a helmet in his left hand, and in his right hand he had a sword, and he had a lion's paw over his shoulder, draped over his shoulder, symbolifying that tyranny has been defeated again. Claw. Paw. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I was just.
This is live radio, Stephanie. It's okay.
I was just saying you're smacking the table, and I can hear a thudding. So quit smacking the table.
Wow.
You gotta use gestures in the air like this. That way, no one will hear the thud.
Let's just say this: your offenses on this radio show today, for some particular reason, are going to carry their own judgment.
I'm just trying to make sure. I'm hearing thudding. I'm thinking there's jumping go around.
I think I got a bad cup of coffee. It's really what it is. No, it's a bad cup of coffee.
It's a coffee.
And I'm jacked that I was in Washington D.C. and everybody's looking at me. Like, why has this guy got these shorts on?
I know.
Case in point, Chase, is this true? Walked by a cop. He's looking at me like, what a fool. And I turned around and I looked at him. I said, you're thinking to yourself right now, what a fool, right? I said, I'm from Minnesota. And he kind of chuckled at me and he nodded. So he agreed with me that I was a fool from Minnesota going to Washington, D.C. I think the point's been made.
I think so. Maybe he was just acknowledging the fact that, oh, I see, you thought it would have been warmer here. Maybe he was justifying the fact that you were in your shorts.
If he thought that, that would have been great. Now, what was also interesting, all the cabs that we took, I don't think we had one that was born and raised in America that actually drove us around. One of them was an angry elf, like he didn't get his coffee that morning or something, right? And I told him, there was one point where I had such an attitude problem. I was having a great day, but I was mad because I had to stand there for 2.5 hours.
You're afraid
out in the
cold.
And I'm sitting there looking at my little 9-year-old boy, who is gracious enough to come with me to watch his daddy speak. Sit there with 3 jackets on saying, Dad, can we leave? Dad, can we leave? So we get into this cab. I'm talking on the phone to you, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I hang up the phone. I said, can you bring us over to a restaurant? We want to get a hamburger. So we went to this restaurant. Great hamburger, was it not, Chase? Okay, they can't hear you.
The best.
He said the best.
It was the best hamburger. It was Hard Rock Cafe. I don't like going in that place, but it was the only place that had heat at that particular time. And the only other place I could have went was actually to the Ford Theater where Abraham Lincoln got killed, and I didn't think that would be a great place to go hang out.
I don't think the hamburgers would have been very good there. I don't even know if you could have gotten a hamburger.
No, not there. We couldn't. Hard Rock Cafe. So on the way in this cab, this guy starts getting smart with me, and I said, well, what did I say, Chase? Come on, you convey the story.
Come over here to the microphone, Chase. They can't hear you over there on the other side
of
the room.
No, this is good stuff because it's important for people to know what kind of cab drivers there is in Washington, D.C. And the disrespect that he was showing, Chase, go for it.
I think you walked in the cab or you got in the cab and you said something like, could have been a little bit later or something like that, wasn't it? You had some kind of witty quip, and he was on the phone and you asked him what he was talking about, and he got all jacked up at you because
he said, you don't need to be so rude, man.
Yeah, exactly, something like that.
Yeah, he said, you don't need to be so rude, man. And I'm sitting here thinking, now am I gonna stand down in the face of this adversary in front of my 9-year-old son?
Yeah.
So you know what I did? We got to the restaurant. I got out. I said, hey, you know what? You need to lighten up a little bit. So what I said to him is, I got outside. I said, next time you want a tip, maybe you need to learn how to shut your mouth.
I know, Sam.
And
thought that was
like
funny,
that.
Actually.
Now, we got Sam right here. Sam would probably like to weigh in on this.
He's been giggling the whole time, so I think he actually
I did say that, didn't
ride.
I, Sambo?
Yeah.
And he did not like him. Oh, somebody, I don't think of it. It's like, hey, slow your roll there, cowboy. You were the one getting smart. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Okay, so we're still talking about these cab drivers, right? So what we need to do... Oh, by the way, during the break, friends, listen, I am the same on radio as I am off the radio. So, you know, what you hear is what you get. But Stephanie said, thanks for taking a shot at my legs. No, and I said, no, wait a second. I said, I didn't take a shot at your legs. I've exposed your legs.
No. What I said was, well, I think it's a good radio show so far, nice and lively, except for the shot at my legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, see...
I mean, honey, I mean, how many women out there have legs when they wear shorts actually look like fluorescent light bulbs?
You know, I am kind of pale, but you know what?
Kind
that
of?
Means you need to take me to a tropical
Steph,
paradise.
Steph, you can jog in the middle of Africa at 12 o'clock at night with the moon down, and everybody you know will what? Think there's some sort of alien running across the desert.
Well, the thing is, you'll never lose me because I'll always be able to be spotted.
Yes. Yes. You are my sunshine.
Thank you.
How do you like
literally.
That? Okay, real quick, let's get back to this D.C. Escapade. It is really what it was. It was an escapade. We get in the cab in Washington, D.C. I'm freezing my backside off. Buggy, you had, Sam, you had three jackets on. You were so cold. I get in the van. I'm not in a bad mood. I'm just really cold. To the bone, I was cold, okay? And I thought it was going to be warm in Washington, D.C. because I was flying out of Minnesota. And it was snowing in Minnesota. And so anyways, we got there, and we got in the cab, and this guy just starts, well, he's in a bad mood, and I just said, you know, what did I say, Sam?
You said, like, did you not get your coffee this morning?
Yeah, I did, and I was trying to lighten the load a little bit, because, again, I wasn't going to let this guy put me in a bad mood, right?
Yep.
You know, I wasn't going to allow him to do that. So the next thing I did is I kind of took a little bit of a shot at him. I'm kind of good for that, and I wasn't going to stand down in the face of an adversary, especially in front of my 9-year-old boy. I'm just not going to do it. Now, at the end of our little trip, he knew that I wasn't going to stand down with his baloney that he was trying to throw off on me. He was having a bad day. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Obama said something wrong. I don't know what it, you know, could have possibly happened during that time. But
Maybe they knew we were out there preaching against Obama. That's probably what he was mad about.
Yeah, he was probably mad because he was not wearing his shorts.
He could have been. So we get to the restaurant. Once we get there, I get out. I knew exactly my gun was loaded, per se. My heart was loaded with bullets to shoot at him. Did everybody understand that? I want to make sure some blogger doesn't pick that up.
With kindness and
love. Yes, Bradley shooting at foreigners that are driving cabs in D.C.
Figuratively speaking.
Thank you. And so anyways, Sam, I'll give way to you.
So anyway, we get out of the car, and then he goes, and then obviously you have to give people money, taxi drivers, so he's picking it out, and then he goes, if next time you'd learn to treat your customer, to shut your mouth, then maybe you'd get a tip.
That's exactly what I said. I said, maybe next time if you'd shut your mouth, you'd get a better tip, because what happened is when I got out of the cab, hey, listen, I could just hear someone out there saying, Bradley, you're supposed to turn the other cheek. No, listen, if someone's got a bitter cup of coffee, Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, if you don't confront the angry elf taxi driver,
that's right.
He's going to be rude to his next customer.
That's right.
So someone can look and say, wow, what a jerk. But you know what? If you don't correct him, he's going to be a jerk to the next 50 people that ride in his cab that day. So you're doing the other 50 people a service and a favor.
That's right. I'm showing mercy to the other people because I actually stood up and pronounced judgment to establish righteousness. And I guarantee you, the next individual that got into his cab, I bet he probably stopped at the flower shop,
mm-hmm.
got a dozen
big
roses, and cut the top off and gave them to each one of his customers.
Good morning.
Just because of Bradley.
That's right. Bradley's like, good morning, how are you? You look wonderful today. And that person probably felt great about themselves.
Okay, so now let's rewind.
That's a lot of rewinding.
That was a lot of rewinding because we have to go back to the first segment.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so during the first segment, what did I talk about? I was basically bringing forth that we have some new uploaded pictures on Facebook on Sons of Liberty Radio. By the way, friends, during this transition, you're going to see new artwork. The final artwork is on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Got a whole mess of new pictures uploaded from Washington, D.C. as well. Last article from WND, so on and so forth, and the other 37 outlets that we are on a weekly basis. And there was a special moment that we had, too, friends, when we went up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It was interesting because when me and Sam and Chase, the producer of the radio show here, actually went up there. We were the only ones up there except two cameramen, one on one end of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and one way in the back by the building area. So it was really sincerely a special moment for us because it was just us and him and the Unknown Soldier. So, and God, of course. And so it really, in all sincerity, was an opportunity, and it was a special moment, and special is not a Bradley word, but it was a pretty cool opportunity. We also went to JFK. We went to his grave, as did we see Joe Lewis's grave and others, obviously, at the Arlington Cemetery. So, friends, anyways, in saying all that to say this, if you'd like to check out those pictures, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Check out the new art. Leave your comments. Do post them, please. We'd love to hear back from you as to what your feedback is. You can also go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. is going to be all transitioned hopefully within the next couple weeks here. So it's going to have a whole new faceplate on it. The guy that did all the artwork actually worked with Steven Spielberg. His name is Eric Hollander. Second to none. Again, post your comments. It does matter as to what you say. And as it really, I don't want to say it steers us, but it really gives us, you know, it adds to what we're doing and what we're trying to get across, because we always say on the Sons of Liberty Radio that we can't do this by ourselves. We can only do that with you, and I want to make sure that your input is heard loud and clear, and I want to make sure that you see your input as to what we do across this country, as long as it's based off of who we are and where we came from. Aside of that, friends, you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, and if you go back to Facebook, there's two different pages, one fan page and one personal, BradleyDean, double E, Bradley Dean, two different pages. Friends, we're turning talk radio into do radio, and I'm going to give my pretty little princess the opportunity to right now by saying, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Stephanie?
Well, the reason why that is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And to go along with what you were just saying, Bradley, about the feedback of our listeners, it is nice because when we are posting the pictures of you, you know, by the Arlington, by the cemetery and the grave and holding up the American flag, we want to make sure that what our heart is to convey, people are receiving it in such a fashion. And so when they were giving the responses and saying, wow, this looks great, and they were just saying this looks someone like a patriot who is kind of grieving over his country, wanting to do something about the state of the nation, so on and so forth, we want to make sure that what we're conveying are people who are listening are receiving that in such a fashion, if
yes.
that makes sense.
Yes.
So, yeah, and by the way, on a serious note, the pictures from the Washington, D.C. trip are outstanding. Please do check them out.
We had an opportunity as well to feed a guy that he was, I don't want to call him a bum, I don't want to call him a hobo. He was a poor man that was starving. We just got done getting something to eat. We were coming back to the hotel room, and we had a bag of food with us, and I was praying and just saying, Lord, open the door for an opportunity. And there was a couple guys I was kind of questioning, but I just thought, no, not yet, not yet. We walked under this bridge, looked up into the corner of the bridge, and here's this man starving. And I kind of went up that steep slope to get to the top, and I just said, sir, are you hungry? And he said, yes, I am. And we gave him a bag of food, and I'm telling you, it stuffed him, but it gave us the opportunity to do, you know, some of the stuff that carnal men need to do to bring him to the spiritual understanding as to who we are in Christ. So we just had the opportunity to feed him, and I thought that was really cool. And again, that was a special moment,
yeah.
And that's not a Bradley word.
Yeah, it was very special, and the pictures really speak for themselves. You can actually see yourself crawling underneath the bridge to reach him up there. Our youngest, well, one of our middle sons actually thought that was very cool, too. So what did Dad give him? And he kind of went on and on and on about it. But just to see, listen, our heart is to go out there no matter what we're doing. If we're walking down the road, we see a homeless person and we've got some extra food, our heart is to give to that person who's in need.
You know, the other thing, too, now the spiritual side of that, this is all spiritual stuff. But in saying that, how many tracts do you suppose we handed out, Chase, during the time that we were out there? I mean, every state that we go to, friends, there is a trail of tracts that are handed out by this ministry. I don't care where we're at. If you haven't seen a pink and a blue in your state, it means that we haven't been to your state yet. And when we have been to your state, you can say, hey, that you got that from Bradley and the Sons of Liberty and Stephanie and Chase and those guys over there. Because really, that's what we're doing. We're always about the work of the Lord's hands. And it's important, again, that we're found faithful witnesses of the resurrected Christ, not, you know, the one that's still on the cross. Because he's not there any longer. How many spools that we got rid of?
A couple hundred. I mean, I'd imagine between the plane, the flights, the airports, all the people we're talking to, went to a couple of the monuments and things like that, and we're tracking some of the people who are working there, museum. There's a lot of people, especially out at the event itself, we're handing out flyers and cards and all that stuff.
Yeah. You know, remember that one guy that when we were right in front of the archive building, and I seen him, and he was limping, and he seemed that there was some sort of, I don't want to say malfunction within his skeletal structure, and I knew something was wrong with him, and I purposely said, hey, do you know where so-and-so is, just because I wanted an opportunity to track him, and I tracked him, friends, and that guy had a smile on his face from ear to ear, and I was so glad that I took the time to reach out to that guy, too. It was really a special time in Washington, D.C., but it was very cold.
You had to have some sacrifices to get that specialness out there.
Totally. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'm going to give it over to the pretty little princess.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are The GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What is this? Are you sleeping?
No.
Are you
serious?
Are you like a pig? I totally
am.
Don't even get.
Okay, that's
so
exactly what I'm
you're
doing.
You're sleeping or you're being acting like a pig. So what is
yeah.
the relevance?
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie. You again know her as our pretty little princess. No, I'm going like this.
What is the relevance of that?
Because I've been a radio pig, and I am so sorry for hogging up all of your time.
Wow. No offense, that sounds like something I
would get a little sugar in my coffee, fellas. Okay, anyways. Did you like that, or did that one fall to the ground, too?
That was kind of, like, lame. No offense. I mean, that would be something that I would say, and then
you
you'd look at me and be like, what are you doing?
You know, you're my wife, but there's lines still with me.
Okay, sorry. That was wonderful. I loved it.
I did, too.
It was my favorite.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Okay.
All right. We good now?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Okay, well, since you've been the radio hog or pig, whichever you want to say, you know, we were just talking about you going out in Washington, D.C. and feeding, you know, a homeless guy underneath the bridge, and we actually today have an opportunity to feed people who are hungry in the Philippines. We are joining together with Longevity Be the Change Foundation and partnering with them, with the Philippine Red Cross and other giving organizations,
yep,
to ship quality, non-perishable food directly to those in need in the Philippines. And we were talking with Ted Anderson today while you were a little bit about that. He said, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up. We're all going to shove our faces.
Well, let me just play the commercial.
Sure.
That's better that
Go
way.
Go ahead.
Okay. Typhoon Haiyan death toll tops 5,200
2 weeks after the storm smashed the Philippines. This Thanksgiving, let's not forget those who lost their lives and the 13 million left homeless without food and clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Longevity and the Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNLive.com and look for Help Feed the Philippines or call 877-878-4203 and thank you. Typhoon Haiyan.
Well, okay, so in saying that, mm-hmm. we would be hypocrites if we didn't partake.
Right.
Okay, so as I just listened to that, we need to go online right now, and we need to actually donate.
Sounds good.
I think that would be proper. Practice what you preach.
That's right.
So okay.
I will say to our listeners out there, if you could please join us by giving what food you can that is so desperately needed. It's scheduled to leave for the Philippines on November 30th, 2013. So the time to act is now. I think we have until the 26th of November.
And so what's the donation?
So if you go online here, you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com just to make it easy for our listeners.
Yep.
We've got it right on the scroll there at the very top about feeding those that are in need in the Philippines. And you click on the link. Level one, as Ted just mentioned via that commercial, feeds a family of four for $16.20.
Cool.
Now if you think about it, I'm sure there's lots of families of four who are going to be sitting down here on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And so if we can look out to those in need and say, wow, you know, if you look at, sometimes, you know, when you go to restaurants and you see all the food that's wasted,
yeah.
or even if you're eating something yourself, you're like, well, I'm done with this. It's like, we don't like to waste food around here.
No.
And when you look about and you see people in other countries who do not have hardly anything, it really makes you reflect and say, listen, I need to be grateful for what I have first and foremost. But when we have an opportunity to give to those who are in need, we need to take it.
That's right.
So
and
you,
we will.
And we will. So
and
we're
we will.
Gonna, Sons of Liberty is going to go online and donate to feed a family of four. So if you want to go online, there's also different levels. Level two feeds a family of four for a week. Level three feeds a family of four for approximately 2 to 3 weeks. So you can pick which one you'd like to do. And then at the very bottom is where you can enter in your billing information and send it all out so they can be fed as well as us.
Amen.
Coming up here on
yeah.
Thanksgiving time holidays.
Yeah, it's interesting when you do go to a restaurant. Now, I can't remember. I'm not saying that I never have before. But I'm trying to recollect going to a restaurant where I was there on Thanksgiving. And a lot of times when you look at these people, they get done eating, they look like, you know, they look like they were...
We have an overabundance
yeah.
in America. Let's
that was
diplomacy we have an overabundance.
At its best. Yes.
That's what I'm here for.
Okay, and I appreciate that. But there's a lot of people in this country that they look like, you know...
Like the snorting you were doing at the very beginning
exactly.
of the top
See,
of this segment.
Honey, this is great. This, I'm so glad you're here.
You had that good coffee this morning. It's really
yeah.
helping.
Now, did you know that less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go to the youth, or go through the church, actually go to the youth? And there's $2 billion that go into the Church of America every year.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, you know, and for us here at the Sons of Liberty, we're out there doing... what the Lord has called us to do in the Great Commission, go out and seek and save that which is lost. We're boots on the ground. We just got back from a 17-state, almost grueling tour when you think about us being in the car for as much time as we were probably out of the car, although we're very happy to do it.
What was so grueling about four seats and eight people in that car?
Well, you know.
It was actually a little van.
Maybe the 24-hour, pretty much nonstop car ride had a little,
think,
with the four little guys.
You think it takes its toll after a while?
A little bit, you know.
Okay.
So it was, we sacrificed. But, you know, we are happy to do it. For those of you out there who would like to donate to the Sons of Liberty to help keep us going, we would appreciate that as well. And that's 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on the website and go to the bottom right-hand corner and find the donate button. Click there. It's very simple to follow the instructions.
And it's very important because,
yes.
again, friends, do keep in mind that $2 billion that goes into the church in America today. Now, listen, the responsible parties' coffers, less than 0.5% of 1% of all those finances actually go to the students, the young people.
You know, and if you think
is
about that,
crazy?
It is crazy. If you just kind of
what's the problem? Hey,
yeah.
listen, if it's the right people, I'm sorry, it's the right people that have the means to send the right people to the mission field, the greatest demographic in America, our schools. But if the right people don't take responsibility, rest assured the wrong people will go to the posterity in which we are responsible for. And guess what Barack Hussein Obama's zeroing in on?
Yeah, exactly. And if you think about it, what should be your investment? If you're looking to further your country and give to your posterity so they can advance the causes and what this nation was established upon, namely our founding documents, so on and so forth, wouldn't you want to put the investment in the young? It's so interesting that sometimes people who have the most amount of money, they spend their time giving it to, you know, these organizations that have been around for forever. They're not really doing much. They're generally older people going out there and just kind of not really doing anything different than what got us in this mess in the first
place.
You
know, a lot of these organizations, by the way, now that you're speaking to that, mm-hmm. I mean, they put the front up there like they're preserving life, when in fact, when you pull the curtain back on some of these organizations that are 501c3s that are making millions of dollars every year, they're actually advancing the cause of abortion in mm-hmm. America. So you need to do your homework, friends, on those that you are supporting. And I'm not saying that to divert you from them, actually to, you know, get you to adjust yourself to come over to us. But I am telling you, friends, you need to do your homework on some of these organizations that people think you're giving to a good cause, when in fact, when you pull the curtain back, it's not a good cause at all.
Yeah, I got kind of an example along the same lines. You know, the proof is in the pudding. Jesus said you should know a man by his fruits. Well, when we go out there, we want to say we're turning, you know, talk radio into do radio, and you can see the fruit on the tree based on everything that we've done. Just an example of, we have done over 350 different high school and university college campuses across America. So we've been in there.
Yeah. In there. Do you got that referral?
I do have that referral, actually.
I think you need to let the people hear that referral, because, again, okay, this is coming from them, not me.
Okay, we'll give the referral from just our last tour, 17-state tour we were just talking about. This is from Sandy Woods, who is a principal at CSCL, the Comenius School for Creative Leadership. This is what she had to say. That way you can take her word for it and not our word for it. So the date was November 18th. This is what she said. Dear Bradley, Dean, and company, thank you so much for your insightful presentation.
That's me.
And then I would be the company?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, all sounds right, good. Thank you so much for your insightful presentation at our school this Tuesday. The staff and students at the Comenius School for Creative Leadership were impressed and challenged by Bradley's passion to equip people, especially youth, with knowledge of what is happening in the United States. It is rare that the students at CSCL give guest speakers a standing ovation
rare
at the end of an assembly.
Rare is hen's teeth.
And they went on for like a couple minutes.
Yes, they did.
But that is just what they did on Tuesday. Rarer still is the fact that so many stayed in the room to talk with Bradley and his team about the presentation and what they could do to make a difference. Thank you for instilling a positive sense of community and civic activism in all of us. Please know that the staff, not just the students, but the staff as well, at CSCL joins with the students to ask, when will you be back? It was our pleasure to host you, and we look forward to your return. Sincerely, Sandy Woods.
Someone just asked me this last week, and I'd shared it on Friday on the radio. Bradley, what is the number one thing that is said to you after an assembly by these students? And let me tell you something, friends. They bum rush me. If it's a college, high school, even the tea partiers, I am there for at least an hour afterwards because people want to download on me. They want to tell me their life stories, and I'm there to listen, okay? So to say that, to say this, friends, the number one thing that is actually asked, A-S-K-E-D, of me is this. What do we do?
Yeah.
What do we do? Friends, the older generation, are you not responsible for pointing the finger to the younger generation and saying, go this way? Are we not responsible for pointing the finger to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings and saying, listen, he's the author of your faith, he'll also be the finisher of your faith? Well, yes, friends, that is our responsibility. But the number one asked question to Bradley Dean, myself, would be, what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to tell these younger people what they have to do. We tell them they have to go back, study their foundations so they know where they came from. Therefore, then and only then will they know where they're going. But in the process of doing that, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. And just as Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And you're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake, like it or not. Okay? And so we share that with these kids and these students and these college students and these adults and these grandpas and these grandmas. And friends, I'll tell you what, it's so enlightening during these times, and it's so awesome just to be out there with the people. But just think about the things that they ask. What are we supposed to do? Stephanie, what did that little girl, after that assembly, after the referral, what did she say to you?
Well, we had Alana. She was a 12-year-old. I think she was a 7th grader, she said. She said, I want to be a politician. And I corrected her, and I said, you mean a stateswoman? And she said, yeah. And she's like, you know, and then she thought a little bit, and she said, I want to be the president. She goes, I can think of some things that I could do to change America.
She was dead serious.
Yes, and you know, I bet she could. And I bet her leadership would be way better than what we have right now.
Let me say this to you. You said she was 12?
12.
Okay, she did not have the mentality of a 12-year-old kid. She had the mentality of an adult.
And one thing I want to bring up, too, is she did mention that she was basically sad, and angry at the fact that it's gotten so bad as it is now. Why the adults have let it go.
That's what she said. A 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe that answers my question, or not my question, but my assumption that she's taken on the attitude of an adult because mm-hmm. she has to.
That's right.
Interesting. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsofliberty.com, along with my pretty little princess. Going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsofLibertyRadio.com. SonsofLibertyRadio.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Now, when we come back after the first hour is over, friends, I'm going to be talking about man is not above the law because man did not give it. Give you a little salt on the tongue here. Theodore Roosevelt, he was a president of the United States. He said, no man is above the law and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. Obedience to the law is demanded as a right, not asked as a favor. Interesting. But we'll talk about that right after the first hour's over.
Well, you know, before the break, we were talking about what we do in public schools, and we had that referral from Sandy Woods. What we are highlighting, actually, this week is our product of the week, which is our five-part My War documentary series. And that takes you into the public schools. You literally will watch and see as we get kicked out of some schools for teaching the Constitution.
Yep.
We actually got a police escort for about, oh, I don't know.
Was that a little over the top,
yeah,
you think?
Yeah, 30 miles to leave for teaching kids in America the Constitution, morals, and values. So this is what we're up against in public schools. And what I love about the DVD series, I always say out of everything
Let me say this. You want to change your country, friends? Get the schools, because that's exactly where this tyrant's attempting to go to, through Common Core, International Baccalaureate, and No Child Left Unindoctrinated. You want to know what this government is doing by sleight of hand, but actually it's happening right in the faces of the American people? This tyrant is going right for the younger generation. Friends, that's how stupid he is. What you have here is you have a ministry that understands exactly what's happening. And let me say it this way. Bingo. You want to change the country? Then go to the youth. I was just at an event in Washington, D.C., a coalition of national speakers. And friends, let me tell you what. Outside of having a couple cool speakers who are really cool, godly men, for the most part, there's a whole bunch of men that were holding the truth in unrighteousness. They're complaining about a government that they themselves are responsible for corrupting because they themselves are corrupt. What was interesting about this is during the duration of this coalition of speakers, while everybody was pointing their finger at the White House, calling this man a tyrant, which for the most part, they're exactly right on the money. But in saying that, friends, but what they weren't paying attention to was the fact of all the young people in droves that were going to the front of the White House because they wanted to see Barack Hussein Obama. Friends, let me ask you a serious question. Why do we have to get on the radio and ask you to support the cause of your posterity's future? Why is it that the older generation is sitting there complaining about this administration on a daily basis for the things that they themselves tolerate? And those things that they actually advance to their apathy and their lawless, licentious lifestyles. So while everybody was complaining about the tyrant in the White House, which is true, what they weren't paying attention to is all the young people that were going to the White House because they wanted to see the president. That's how stupid President Barack Hussein Obama is. But let me tell you this. The good news is, I've been doing this for a long time. And I'm talking about 19 years. Since I have been a born-again Christian, John 3:3, I have been seeking and saving that which is lost. Why is it that we have to get on the radio and persuade people to support their cause? And when you look at the fruit of this tree, you know the fruit of this ministry. Because that's all we have on our website, friends, is referrals of organizations, ministries, not only ministries, patriots, more sec. We've done 2 Christian schools out of the 350 high schools that we've done in this country. We have not been preaching to the choir. We have not been going to Mexico to teach them Spanish. We've been going to those that have no knowledge between good and evil to give them a knowledge between good and evil. So not only for our posterity, friends, but also for your posterity that they might have a future and a hope. Well, the younger generation is sitting there looking for answers. What do we do? The older generation is saying, to hell with them. There's nothing we can do about it. Baloney, friends. It's not scriptural, it's not patriotic, and it's non-American when you sit there and continuously throw this on the younger generations. By you helping support this ministry, you are supporting the cause of your future. I say this out of love, and I want you to understand this. Listen, it is love to correct. It is love to rebuke. It is love to reprove, my friends. And it's time that the American people get back to their wits and use a little common sense and say, hang on a second, if I sow into the future of the younger generation, will I not have a future? Of course you will. But if you keep looking over the top of the younger generation, the way that most are, easily, hands down, no question about it, they want to just attack the president, but they don't want to bring forth the remedy by doing the right thing. They want to stay in the wrong and complain about the wrong. And I want to tell you something, friends. There is nothing that turns my stomach more than people like that. They sit there and complain about the problem, yet they tolerate the problem. And when you dig a little bit deeper, you'll find out that they themselves are the problem. I am tired of sitting back and complaining about what people tolerate. I have never been a part of that club, and I never will be a part of that club. I want to be a part of the answer. Christians are called to bring forth the answers to the world, not the problems. And we have continuously walked that straight and narrow since day one, and I'm going to continuously walk it, even if I have to do it by myself.
Well, like you
and
said,
I am doing it by myself.
And like you said, we are willing to cross those lines. We were having this conversation last night about how it seems like the quote-unquote left, as they call them, they're always pushing the envelope. They're always just going to the extreme, crossing the lines, and you look at the people that sit back, whether it be conservatives, Christians, quote-unquote, churches, they're not willing to actually cross that line.
Huh.
What example that I thought of was, I remember one time they were talking about, you know, the marriage issue in Minnesota between one man, one woman, and there was a well-known, you know, quote-unquote, respected group that was doing a thing there. Well, right across the street from them was the homosexuals,
yes,
and the transvestites,
yeah,
and those,
yeah,
that actually need to be reached. They were having their own little meeting on the corner, and no one was crossing crossing the line and even crossing the street to go to the other side and actually talk to the people that they're protesting. They want to, you know, they're trying to reach, supposedly.
Yeah.
But what you did is you went there and you crossed the line. You started talking to the people and seeing where they were at. It's so easy to...
And I walked up, by the way, to those leaders that were protesting the homosexuals. And I went up to the leaders of that particular church in St. Cloud, Minnesota. And I went to the head of the organization that you're talking about, Minnesota Family Council. And I walked up to him and I said, why is it that you're protesting them, but you're not reaching across the aisle and actually loving on them through your actions? Guess what he had to say? That's exactly right. He had nothing to say.
Well, it's interesting because our heart is to go out and seek and save that which is lost. It's easy to sit in a church building, quote unquote, praising the Lord. It's easy to say when you're with the people of like mind, well, I'm so upset about this and that. It's another thing to go into hostile territory, to go with those that don't agree with your message, that really want to gnash at you with their teeth and say, listen, I'm here giving you the truth because I love you whether you like it or not.
That's right.
And that's
on both sides.
Exactly.
And there shouldn't be two sides. It's one constitution. We serve one God. We are one nation under God, not three and four.
But I think tying along with what we're talking about here, the My War documentary that you said, the fight for this next generation is my war. People want to, you know, where's that My War title come from? What is behind that? You say in the very beginning, the opening credits, the fight for this next generation is my war, and boy, oh boy, are they worth it because you know what it's like to be one of those kids.
But Steph, let's be honest here. Come on, this is live radio and people need to hear our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I just talked to an individual who's a friend of mine, Tim from Freedom Outpost. He's one of our commentators. We do a column for him on a weekly basis. And me and him were having a conversation, and he said, Bradley, I was just talking to one of my friends on a national level, and he just said to him, his friend told him that if the Christians don't stand up and actually cross the lines and go into those demographics, he said, we're going to lose all.
That's right.
Well, welcome to the club. I'm glad somebody turned the lights on over there, and I'm not saying that in a demeaning way at all to my friend Tim at all, but where is the professed church in America, and where are the patriots? When I was at this coalition of speakers, I was almost embarrassed for some of these people that were talking. It's like, where in the heck are you at? Where have you been? You guys are sitting there capping on this administration 24/7. This is all you do. Why don't you bring forth the answers and actually do something about it? Undermine him and win the next generation, because if you win the next generation, guess what? It's all over for him and his corrupt administration. Hello. Maybe that's why they're attacking my ministry incessantly, friends.
You know, it's interesting you should say that, because I remember specifically one of the interviews that we do, like when we're done with the STEM programs, we'll interview the kids and, you know, they'll give their responses. One of these girls said, you know, not very many people are willing to cross that line, and that's what he did. Speaking of you, Bradley, he came in, he
that's
was
love.
Willing to cross that line, and she
Christ
saw that.
Christ crossed the line for me. Literally, he crossed. He bare the cross, and he crossed the line for me. If he lived, if he died unto me, should I not live unto him who died for me? And in the natural, how can I go to Arlington Cemetery and see the price paid for what they died to give me? I mean, can you imagine our military going over to, let's say back in the 40s, going over and looking at Hitler and just standing around with typewriters and blowhorns and these megaphones and just complaining about Adolf Hitler rather than dealing with them?
Yep.
Or that's right. Or what about the Christians? They're all praying for Adolf,
that's right,
when they should be praying for God's judgment. And the way that you bring judgment is you empower by the Holy Ghost your military to bring forth judgment to lawbreakers.
To stop him.
Common sense,
absolutely.
Friends.
Absolutely.
A little common sense.
For those of you who want to see firsthand what we're talking about, it's the My War documentary series. You can call 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Or go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio. And we got our pretty little princess, Stephanie Joy, and the
Daughters of Liberty.
Yes, folks, this is the first hour. We're going to break over into the second hour, and I'm going to talk about how man is not above the law.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.